The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Build your tribe, listeners. I've got a minute and 30 seconds that are going to change your opinion. This woman schooled me. Stay tuned for this episode because there's big changes happening in social media and you need to get on board. And I think this episode, more than any other, is going to give you the confidence to do just that.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. So I was thoroughly schooled today. Today, I sat down to prepare for this broadcast. I wanted to talk to you about some of the changes that are coming, specifically Facebook, but in general, what's happening in social media, and that is the onslaught of live streaming and how powerful it is. The case studies that I've been looking at where people have been able to, without a list, without an email list, without much of a following at all, just come out and pretty much nowhere and build a huge following, the kind of following that, number one, in the past used to take years and years to build, and number two, it typically took even more years to develop the type of relationship where you could actually offer something of service, something to sell to your office, ask them to join your team, ask them to take the next steps with you. And live streaming has shortened that process. It shortened that process because you can look in my eyes and you can see, or you can at least use the skills that you use to figure out, like, if somebody's shady or if someone's telling the truth or if you like someone. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for information. We're looking for things that help us, but it's all out there, right? Like, whether it's an exercise program or learning social media or anything for that matter, it's all out there. There's a million people doing the same freaking thing. So we're all trying to find somebody who we trust, number one, and number two, that we like, because we like to help people who are kind of like us, or we like to help people who we like. And the shortcut to that, which we've learned, which is really astonishing and fun, is live streaming. It's like you and me, and we're FaceTiming. And so, like, it's a different kind of relationship. It's faster. It's faster for us to figure out, do I like this person? Do I trust them? Are they full of BS? Are they full of themselves? Do they think they're all that in a box Cracker Jack? Like, you know, those kind of things. And it's real time, so I can see your comments. That's what's cool about live streaming. That's why I want you to get on it, because it's coming in full force to Facebook. So I'm going to have a couple of tips for you. But the first tip I have for you is download the app. Well, first of all, you will be able to soon do this from even your personal page. That's going to be rolling out to everyone soon. Okay. And props where props belong. Everything that I want to learn about Facebook, I read in an update. Then I go to Mari Smith's page and I watch her live streaming videos, because she breaks it down for me, like, in layman's term. I'm like, okay, so what do I need to know, Mari? And so props to Mari, because she does such a great job of breaking all this down for me. But I want to break it down for you and let you know it's coming, and I want you to know why it matters. Because you don't need to go on live streaming to talk about your business. You need to go and live stream so people know who you are and if they like you. And I want to tell you about the woman who schooled me and made me cry. I'm going to tell you what I did today. So I spent the whole day preparing this for you. It's my 9 tips to help you get ready to broadcast. And even if the ability isn't there for you yet on Facebook, you can go practice on Meerkat or on Blab or on Periscope. And the same tips that I have today on Facebook will apply for all of those platforms. So I spent the whole day preparing this, right? And just as I'm about to go live, for whatever reason, probably a God thing, I looked on my map on Periscope. Don't ask me why. I do this all the time, but I tuned into this woman's broadcast. It was her very first live broadcast. And she does something in this broadcast that's not even on my freaking list. She schools me and she makes me cry. Are you ready? Okay. So her name is Maya, M-A-I-A Behrens, B-E-R-E-N-S. I don't know her. I don't know if I'm introducing you to a good person or a bad person, but I'll let you be the judge. I didn't know her until just really moments before I came to talk to you and realized I left off the most important tip on the list. So the most important tip comes from Maya. Okay. And this was her very first live broadcast. Ready? Here we go.
Okay. Well, this is me lying down because I was overcome with the difficult feelings of grief. My husband passed away less than 6 months ago. And oh God, this is such emotional hell. And I teach about emotions, and boy, am I learning a lot. Anyway, the weird thing is it happens, and I feel terrible and scared and all kinds of things. And then it passes, and it's in the process of passing. Before I started this, it felt like it was. So, you know, I guess that's it. Oh, I'm getting little hearts. How nice. Oh, April. Hi, sweetie. Yes, we teach what we most need to learn. Oh, that really makes me feel great. Oh, God. Well, this is kind of cool. Okay, so this is my first Periscope, or whatever you call these things. That feels better. Thanks for being there, everybody. I don't even know how to end this.
I've cried like 10 times since I watched that. And just powerful. It's really powerful. And I guess it was probably, it's like, you know, a lot of things at play here. But she schooled me because, look, you fell in love with her. It was a minute and 30 seconds. And in that minute and 30 seconds, what she shared was something every person, whether you've had someone you love pass away or not, you could relate to her saying, it feels awful and I'm going to deal with this. And I thought it had passed and I just spoke these words and it's back, but now I feel better. And you can relate to that. So that makes us realize we have a lot in common. She's a life coach. Did she get on live streaming and talk about being a life coach? Nope. She just let you see who she was and she let you see that she's real. And that gave you the ability to say, I want to know more. I like her. There's something I can relate. She's real. But she didn't do even one thing that I was about to tell you to do. So why would I take any time telling you to do these things? In case you need a security blanket. That's the only reason why. Because nobody can give you a better example than what Maya just did of the importance of just freaking being real. If you're real, you don't have to do these other 9 things, you guys. You don't. You can skip all these other steps if you're real. And can you believe I didn't even put that on my list? Isn't that beautiful that I saved number 10? Like, Maya, your husband is watching and he loves you. And number 10 is dedicated to Maya and her husband, who tonight taught us that you just have to be real. That's what live streaming is about. You don't need to talk about your business. You're all probably going to follow her. You already like her. You already want to like have a piece of her and be supportive, and you want to be a part of her journey, and you know her already. You've been friends all your life after you watch that video. So that's my point, is you don't have to talk about your business. You just have to let people know who you are. Share a little bit of who you are from your heart, but not too much. Not so much that it's too much, but enough that it serves its purpose. Now, if she just got on there and cried and ended her live stream, it wouldn't have served a purpose. But what she said in that minute and 30 seconds, my God, I pray that someday it could be so brief. In that minute and 30 seconds, she said, my husband died and I'm sad and it's awful. And I thought it had passed. And I laid down because I was struck with grief. And then I started this live stream because I thought it had passed, but it didn't. But then while she's talking, in the minute and 30 seconds, somebody starts sending up some hearts and some like, hey, I'm there for you. And she quickly turns it around to a message of positivity and says, but I'm feeling better. I feel better. Like I let it out. I feel better. So the most important tip I can give you isn't from me. It's from Maya. So without much ado, here are the other 9 tips, which are far less important than what Maya just gave to us. Number 1, you got to just do it. right? I mean, you just have to do it. So come up with some topics, and your broadcast can be very short. It doesn't have to be long at all. There we go. You just brainstorm some topics. I keep a little to-do list on my app that anytime I'm like, you know what, I should talk about that, or hey, that's something that's on my mind. That's something a lot of people ask me about. I keep a little app on my phone and I write down ideas. And you can just do a live stream that's 5 minutes. In fact, I'm the worst example on the planet to use because mine are way too long. I'm the wrong thing to do. Maya's is the right thing to do. The shorter your live streaming videos, the better. We know that statistically. The first 3 seconds matter the most. Okay, that's what they say. But the first 3 seconds of Maya's video, it was aimed at her knee. So clearly we stay tuned. We stayed tuned, didn't we? All right. The next tip there is to plan your points and your related gift. So by related gifts is every time I do a broadcast, I try to give people something that will help them that relates to the broadcast. So tonight I want to tell you to go to periscopeisdope.com. And even if you're not doing a Periscope broadcast, it's about a 17-page ebook basically that tells you we brainstorm topic ideas. I tell you what light I use. I'm using an external microphone so the sound is better. I give you all of that. I tell you basically how to do it, because most of you probably can't yet do it on Facebook, but you should be getting your practice on Periscope before Facebook gives you that option. Step number three. So you create your title. This is just a little tip that makes things easier for you. Create your title and then copy and paste it before you hit start broadcast, because inevitably you'll get distracted, your phone will close, and then it's up in a tripod and you're like, oh shoot, what did I type as the title again? So copy and paste it before you go live. Practice on Periscope doing this, or practice on Facebook for those of you who are already approved to do Facebook Live videos. Okay, my next tip for you is charge your phone to at least 70%, because there's nothing worse than your phone dying right in the middle of your broadcast, like when you're at that really important pivotal point. Okay, next was to turn off your location. So when you're broadcasting, if you have your location on, that's fine. You can do that, but just know then people will know where you are. So the only time I ever do it is when I'm in a hotel or I'm in a public venue. So I don't want people driving up to my house. And if you do, I have guns, cameras, and vicious dogs. And two out of those three statements are true. Number six, pre-frame and then light your shot. What I do before I start is I open up my camera and I put it on reverse so I can see what's behind my head. What's the shot look like? You know, is there light on my face? Is there light on the subject? And I frame it all before we start. That was number six. Number seven is turn on your Wi-Fi, okay? Because then you'll get a stronger signal. Definitely turn your Wi-Fi. Number eight, turn on Do Not Disturb on your phone. Because if you get a text or a phone call in the middle of your broadcast, especially if it's a phone call, it'll interrupt your broadcast. And that's why if you guys have ever watched me and I'm like, it freezes, and it never freezes on a flattering face. And then people screenshot and they send it to you and they go, isn't this funny? And they tweet it out. I'm like, no, it's not funny. And you're not my friend. So don't do that again. So there's my tip for you. Okay. Number nine is use an external microphone. Now you don't have to do this, but it gives you better sound. So it's not terrible, but it sounds more professional and it's easier to hear when I'm on a external mic. So it just plugs into the bottom of my phone. And you can buy them on Amazon. What can't you buy on Amazon, right? And you can buy it on Amazon, and it's called the Rode, R-O-D-E, Rode lapel mic. All of these gadgets, plus the light that I'm using that is like Botox in a light. So I give you all of that stuff in Periscope is Dope, and you can download. It's free. It's just a free report. Okay, those are my nine tips. But here's the kicker. Here's the best part of all. You don't have to do any of these if you just do what Maya did. And that's called being real and authentic and serving others. In that 1 minute and 30 seconds, she touched me down to my bone marrow. I can't stop thinking about her. I see that on the map, she lives in LA. I'm going to drive to LA just to give her a hug. I want to go out to lunch with her. I want to be her friend now. I just love her. I love her so much. In a minute and 30 seconds, because she was authentic and real and she served others in that. She just didn't go on there and just, you know, moan and cry, because I don't want you to do that. And her purpose was to say, you're going to feel it. It's going to be okay. Talk about it. Connect with others and it'll pass. That was her message in a minute and 30 seconds. I wish I could do anything in a minute and 30 seconds as well as Maya did that. So let's review how many of these of my, the expert, like the expert prepared 9 tips for you. Let's just review how many of them Maya executed in her first live video. Did she brainstorm her topic? I kind of doubt it. She said that she felt overcome by grief and just laid down on her bed. Did she plan her points ahead of time and then put together a nice freemium to give that would relate to her topic? No. Did she create the title to her broadcast, then copy and paste it? No, there was no title to her broadcast. That's even a weirder thing for me. I never click on a broadcast if there's not a title. Never. And I just listen. Next, did she charge up her phone to 70% so it wouldn't die? No, she probably did not. You know why? Because she didn't need to. Her broadcast was 1:30. Did she turn off location services? Nope. That's how I found her. I was looking on the map. I saw someone was going live in LA, and that's how I found her. Did she frame up the perfect shot so she looked beautiful and just had just the right lighting and, you know, just nobody could possibly judge? Did she do her hair and makeup? No. She was laying down on her bed with the camera above her. Just went for it. Did she turn on her Wi-Fi? I don't know. Did she turn on her Do Not Disturb? Probably not. Did she use an external microphone? No, she did not. So Maya did 0 out of 9. She did none of those things, and you don't have to do any of those things either. That's just a security blanket. That's just for those of you like, oh God, I have to do everything perfect. But as you can see, you know what trumps being perfect? Being real, being authentic. We're so eager to connect, to look into people's eyes and to say, there's something about you I've known all my life, and I like you, and I trust you, and I'm rooting for you, and I know you're rooting for me. And that's what live streaming does. If that 1:30 hasn't convinced you that you can do this, I don't know what to say, except she's helped a lot of people tonight. And I know there's something inside of you. There's something inside of you, and it doesn't need to relate to your business, that God brought you through that so that you can help others. And I challenge you to use that, and don't try to figure out how it needs to relate, because it doesn't. It doesn't need to relate to your business or an email list or anything else. You just have to be authentic, and then you don't have to do any of those other things. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. As you probably guessed, what I'd love for you to do right now is download my free report. Periscope is dope. Now, all of the tips, all of the suggestions, all of the tools, everything that's covered in Periscope is dope applies. Whether you're doing a live broadcast on Facebook or on Meerkat or Blab or YouTube or Periscope, all of those things are the same. It's everything you could possibly need. But don't forget that one very special ingredient, which is to be authentic. Today's episode was sponsored by IG Impact. It's my course designed to help you understand how to master Instagram. It's fun. It's changed so much, especially in recent months. And it's a very exciting, easy way for you to build an audience, to build your own email list, to build your brand, to attract customers. I offer a free webinar, no strings attached. I share with you recent changes and some of the most basic tips that people overlook when they're using Instagram. To sign up for that webinar, go to InstaImpactWebinar.com. You got that? Insta as in Instagram, impact as in that's what you're going to make, and webinar as in that's what it is. Okay. InstaImpactWebinar.com. I will see you on that broadcast.